MCB Board Meeting Minutes 3/30/2023. Teleconference Minutes 3/30/2023. Debbie Sanders, Secretary. Madam President Kay Malmquist called the meeting to order, and Vice President Chip Haley opened with a prayer. Attendees: Kay, Chip, Jack Link, Treasurer, Anna Shell, Director, Beverly Cascadin, Director, Linda Gherkin, Director, Agape, William Chestnut House, Allied Workers, Melvin Smith, Blind of Central Missouri, Linda Gherkin, Joplin Service Club, Wendell Wilcox, Lake Stockton, Roger Jewell, River City Workers, Marlene Lamborough, Springfield Service Club, Stephanie Bailey, St. Charles Council, Beverly Cascadin, St. Louis Council, Jack Link, St. Louis Northern Lights, Carl Campbell, Southeast United Blind, Rob Albro, Tiger Council, Deanna Quietwater Noriega, United Workers, Anna, Public Relations Chair, Donna Wiedlich, Kay welcomed special guest, Molly Malone, Kay added Donna's proposal and Linda's proposal regarding ACB convention to the agenda. Bev moved to accept as amended, second passed. Approval of board meeting minutes from prior meetings. Linda moved to approve the prior meetings except for needing to add in the two closed session minutes to the other minutes. Seconded, passed. Kay recognized Virginia and her phenomenal work on compiling those minutes. President's remarks. A. Capitol Plaza Hotel. The attorney wants to wait another week or so to see what action takes place. B. Baseball fundraiser. Sale is going well. MCB will be selling them at Power Up. Sales can also take place via the website or by personal sales. C. Children's Vision Summit. Nothing to report at this time. D. Background checks. Results have been completed and distributed. All cleared. Treasurer's Report, Jack Link. Checking, $53,927.14. Raymond James, interest bearing, $237,220.72. MCB moderate growth, $2,942,523.78. MCB growth, $151,735.96. Total, $3,331,480.46. The balance is about $10,000 more than last month, and at the end of February, there was a surplus of around $18,000. Audit Report. Molly Malone from Stop and Vannoy presented on the recent annual audit conducted by their firm. 2022 saw a loss of investment income of just under $1.3 million, whereas in 2021, there was a $1 million gain. Contribution income was just down a little. Expenses were about normal, but there has been some increase due to the convention meeting in person again and consultant fees. Beverly Cascadis asked a question regarding taxes, which Molly stated the only taxes to be paid are due to the income from investment portfolio since MCB is now considered a private foundation from a public charity. Kay asked for an explanation of what needs to take place to revert back to a public charity. Molly states that though she thought 33 1/3% of the income must be delivered from donations, membership dues, etc., and not from investment monies. She stated that MCB has the right on the edge of having been able to switch over to a private foundation prior to COVID, but after that year, it pushed over into the status within the amount of gained in those portfolios. Molly brought up a question regarding the potential of hiring an executive director. Kay mentioned that it would be best served to move that direction, and it is still being considered. Website update, Raymond Bishop, Multimedia Chair. The new site is up and running well. Things are being added. The new group lists are now up and operational. Raymond is now starting to work on the information line. Carl asked a question regarding the announced list and its distribution, and Raymond answered that the announced list is sent to all MCB members unless they have unsubscribed from that list. It is an announce-only list. Linda brought up the question about having a backup person with access to all the right passwords and logins to the website other than Annette. Raymond said currently there is not a backup person, but he does plan to remedy that. Beverly asked about when you can send out a message to a new list where there is a way to see your message in your inbox. Raymond said you can see your message in your sent folder. Policy Guideline Updates, Roger Jewell. A. Roger Jewell, Policy Committee Chair, presented the Sports and Recreation Committee proposal to be chaired by Wilma Chestnut House that was emailed to the board 3/30/23. There was discussion and a call for clarification of inclusion of non-MCB members and members-at-large participation in the various sports and recreation events. The policy will be modified to make sure inclusion is stated better in the sentence, vote was held, seconded, and passed. B. Roger presented the White Cane Program guides that were emailed to the board on 3/30/23. There was some discussion regarding proof of blindness, low vision of what Roger said he would clarify and amend. Vote was held, seconded, and passed. C. Roger reported the Young Writer Program is tabled until the editor for the Chronicle is in place. Vote was held, seconded, and passed. D. Robert Vaughn, Building Committee Chair, presented the proposed changes recommended by the Building Committee on the guidelines of the multi-purpose room policy, which was emailed out. A question was asked about making a hold harmless waiver form is submitted by non-MCB groups using the room. K will investigate this further and report back. Vote was held, seconded, and passed. ACB Lifetime Membership Award, Chip Haley. K was given the award last year, but she did not receive it. K is in touch with the ACB office about that. For this year, Greg Collins has been recommended for the Life Membership, and a move toward Greg Collins, seconded, motion, and passed. RSB and MCB Meeting, K and Chip. Kay and Chet met with Keith Roderick and Jim Brinkman. Federal funding was discussed. Missouri has been the top five states for closing cases. Keith was concerned that the time for when the application is received to when services started is 180 days and that's something they intended to work on, but also mentioned referrals and getting referrals of blind students. They are currently having 150 to 160 blind students. They are working on promoting RSB services, and MCB will work to promote it as well. Keith talked about RSB's Prevention and Blindness Program. Michael St. Julian runs that program. Jim Brinkman talked about the different changes in personnel within the agency. Chip mentioned working together with NFB and reviewing RSB's annual report before the legislator. Keith talked about children's specialists, and there are other three in the state. The BEP is looking better post-COVID now. There are a couple people enrolled and a couple people in the works. Chip mentioned appreciation to Keith for his part in researching certification that saved the state a lot of money. Kay mentioned also about the micro market part of it starting to be included in the BEP. These meetings are going to try to be held quarterly. April Board Meeting, Kay. This meeting will be held April 21st and 22nd at Doubletree in Springfield. Board meeting will be Saturday morning. Friday evening will be more fun. Strategic Planning, Janelle Morris, Chair. The committee began by compiling a list of varied committees, their proposes, and who serves on those committees while working with Eugene. After losing Eugene, things came to a halt. Janelle stated, "We have a good team of knowledgeable people, but lack of leadership and direction to know where to proceed next." The Strategic Plan Committee would like to recommend Bill Reeder, whose fee is $2,000 a month, for 10 months, not to exceed $20,000 to help with strategic planning and fundraising. Chip reported that Bill is a proven fundraiser and has worked with ACB. He has a degree and has taught at the collegiate level on fundraising. He works with several affiliates currently. He understands working with the blind community, not only fundraising, but also developing earned income revenue streams. Chip stressed that all they need to do is buy in and commitment to see it succeed. Linda Gerken proposed the board. Since it is hiring Bill, we would need to move to a closed executive session to vote. Considering the time constraints of the night, Linda moved to go to closed session at a later date, Thursday, April 6th at 7 p.m. Seconded, passed. ACB Grant, Linda Gerken. A $20,000 grant is available for those wanting to attend ACB conference. Linda moved there be a $500 cap per person to those applying to go. There was a lot of discussion regarding how $500 would not be enough to cover the needs of those who would like to attend. Linda withdrew her motion. Chip moved that $20,000 be divided between those planning to attend the year in Chicago. Seconded, passed. Missouri Chronicle, Kay. Kay spoke to Bob Collier about becoming the new editor of the Missouri Chronicle. He is genuinely interested. Linda Gerken moved that we accept Bob to become the new Missouri Chronicle editor. Seconded, passed. Chip mentioned that Bob is a former English and Spanish teacher and brings a lot of experience to the table. The March edition will not be published, but will resume in the end of June. Board Secretary, K. Julie Broker, MCB Secretary, submitted her letter of resignation 3/28 due to health reasons. Her services were acknowledged and appreciated. Motion and second to approve her resignation passed. Vice President Chip and President K recommended Debbie Sanders to replace Julie as MCB Secretary for the completion of Julie's term. Motion and second to approve Debbie as the MCB Secretary passed. Fundraising brick proposal, Wilma Chestnut House. Wilma talked with the various utility companies to check out whether if or there would be displacement of the bricks to install utilities in the future. These companies assured they must replace all bricks just as they found them. Deanna commended Wilma on her due diligence and work on this project. Carl was commended Wilma for her work and details that she put forth in answering the various questions that had been brought up regarding this proposal. Carl moved to accept this proposal. Seconded. Discussion ensued that there has been a lot of interest in purchasing the bricks. It was clarified that the bricks have not been purchased because of not having a place to put them yet and because the proposal has not yet been approved. Also, there was discussion about getting bids for the labor and materials to install them. A roll call vote transpired and a vote failed. Again, Wilma was acknowledged and appreciation given to her for her work on this proposal and looking for an additional revenue stream for MCB. Chip moved to extend time another 10 minutes since it was 10 p.m. Second passed. Kay brought up an idea about having an open forum at the end of board meetings, if time permits, for those listening in on the meeting who may have various questions, etc. According to bylaws, non-board members can't speak at board meetings and can only observe the meetings. But after the conclusion of the meeting, non-board members can pose questions, etc. It will require an amendment if a change is warranted. Deanna moved to adjourn, seconded past 10:08 p.m.